my egg fried spatula, then I just flip my cornmeal. Maybe cook on the other side.
Any other ways you'd make cornmeal?
No, I cook my cornbread and stuff, cook that. Oh yeah, you use cornmeal a lot of other ways. You use it to fry fish. You use it to fry oysters.
Ooh, what?
You use it to fry shrimp. I like it like that.
Would you ever use, when you're cooking greens, would you ever like maybe put some cornmeal in cheesecloth and dump them down in the greens like that and make have cornmeal?
No, I never did. That's something we never did. Somebody never teach us that down here.
What about, would you ever put any parts of the hog in there and with the cornbread when you're cooking it?
Yeah, crackling, that's good.
Make what?
Put crackling cornbread. Oh, my husband used to love that. He was crazy about it.
Would you ever take the juice from the head cheese or maybe some of the hog meat or liver and cook it up with cornmeal and fry that and then let it get cold and slice it?
No, but I made grits. Like, I never did do that, but I've made the old homemade grits, you know, and let it get cold and then take it, slice it, and then make an egg batter.
Mm-hmm.
Season it real good, chop bacon in that, and then fry it. That's good.
Yeah. Did they ever take the kernels of corn and would they leach them, you know, leach the husk off that and make...
Yeah.
Puff them up?
You call that lye corn.
Lye?
Papa used to call it,
Hominy?
Hominy. We got one of the... My brother's got it. The big block, you know, with the thing caved out, you know, curved out. He'd go to the crib and pick him out 3 or 4 years or a half a gallon of good corn. When we called it a lye soup, corn soup, you know. And he'd go to the crib and pick out his corn and come back and he'd put it in his block. And it's what you'd pound it with is a thing, I guess about 36 inches.
Peffle, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got two ends, you know, in the center's where you hold it. And then you can change it. I don't know why it had two ends. Well, alright, what I told you.
What about, would you ever cook it? Cornmeal up and it would come out real soft and you dish it out on your plate with a
better spoon?
Yeah.
Well, cornmeal, that would be kind of like grits, but I don't know what they call it.
Did you ever cook up cornmeal on the stove, you know, and you wouldn't let it, you just cook it with boiling with water, cornmeal and salt and water?
No.
Say, or just cornmeal and you wouldn't let it make up, you just kind of scramble it around. You know what mush, couscous?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's not the way we make couscous.
How do you make it?
I take couscous, you take cornmeal, and you salt it like you want it. And then you put some butter or grease in a pot. And you take, when it'll be hot, when you have your cornmeal well wet. Wet, you know, sogging wet. And then when your butter, your grease gets hot, you put it in that grease. And then you let it dry. You take your spoon and you stir it. You let it just about stick to the pot. Then you stir it, and you stir it, and you stir it, and you stir it till when it's so dry that when you hit on it with a spoon like that, it's like ashes. You know, when you hit ashes, how it splatters and how it's light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until your cornmeal does.